What'd you get from the workout today, Coach?
Good energy, good wings. We got a couple guys in there that could really defend. Glenn Robinson was a very talented young guy. I thought Jaren Johnson was terrific. I really fell in love with him today. Certainly, I've seen him and seen him on TV and what he's capable of doing. But his energy level, his ability to defend, certainly he's athletic. But if he keeps working at it, he's going to get where he wants to go.
Does he have a realistic shot at getting drafted?
I don't know about getting drafted. I think that there's a place for him in the NBA, and I don't know if it's now or in a couple years. But I do believe that he's going to be there. I do. What he brings to the table, athletically and defensively, you know, a lot of guys don't want it. They don't want that, and he's willing to take that on and. A little bit like Tony Allen, to make his mark. If he figures out that's what's going to put the food on the table for him, so to speak, then he can make it.
What would you tell him he needs to do next or work on?
I think just, you know, he's probably a guy that just spot shoot, spot threes, or be a driver or ball mover. I probably don't shoot anything in the middle. Probably don't dribble more than once unless you're in transition. You're just going to move the ball and spot up and let other guys, you know, play off of other guys. You know, your money's going to be made by, you know, defending people one-on-one, rebounding and getting out and running in transition.
You like his intangibles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Clint Anthony Earl is a guy who obviously played for the number one team in the country, a mid-major as you will. Your thoughts on his performance there?
He's got great size. I really like his length. He's fairly cerebral in his approach. He's obviously, to me, showed today that he's very well coached, and he's very settled. He doesn't get rattled and doesn't play faster than he wants to. And I thought he was pretty good. So it was a good group today.
Did you get preparations in these closing 10 days before the draft? Is the team where you want it to be heading into draft day, which is a week and a half, in terms of what you want to get done?
No, it's 10 days away. We got a lot of meetings, a lot of phone calls still, a lot of information to be gathered. You know, the draft is somewhat about the draft and all this other stuff that goes on in the trades and the deals and stuff like that. You know, every team's in a different position. Are they trying to draft? Are they trying to make moves? And so it'll be interesting to see how it comes out. There'll be a lot of speculation, I imagine, from now until draft day.
With that being said, with only that one draft pick at 22, everybody says it's such a big draft with talent in it. Is there a chance this team could make some moves to get more picks, get more players as you stand here today?
At this point, you know, anything's possible. There'll be a lot of speculation, I'm sure, between now and then, but you just don't know until you know, you get out there. We've been gathering our information, and certainly not going to disclose it.
Not even to us.
Not even to you guys. I know it's hard to believe. Good?
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Thank you, Coach.